coming from space. But on reflection and after talking to Godfrey, I think I would now fairly firmly believe that it did represent an invasion of microbes from space.
Over in Washington, D.C., the planetary protection officer remains skeptical. He thinks the red rain has a more mundane origin.
The material, when examined by astrophysicists and people who are looking for evidence to support a view, doesn't appear to be anything that they've ever seen before. But people who actually have seen things before say, looks like red algae to me. I would tend to go with the people who have seen more things in the biological kingdom rather than those who are looking to support their own ideas about how the world should work without the data to back it up.
I think science fiction is always a very appealing thing for many of us to read, but sometimes science fiction turns into science fact. But the journey towards the truth is always a rewarding one, I think, and I saw this as a journey towards discovering a truth that was quite plain to me and is becoming plainer and plainer to other people now after 30-odd years.
If you want to experience at being humbled, go look at the NASA Hubble Deep Space image that looked into the darkest, darkest little tiny segment of the sky. And what they saw back in that picture, to me, was the most devastating news of all for people who think we're important. What you saw were clusters of light that were not stars. They were galaxies. And there were thousands and thousands of galaxies in that little picture of the darkest part of the universe. If you think that there's not other life out there, think again.